Well, I read this. It's attributed to Ed Burke, but Alderman Howard Brookins mentioned it in a piece that profiled him earlier this week. As Ed Burke always joked, few people get out of this job, and when they do, it's either by the ballot box, the jury box, or the pine box. Let's welcome Alderman Howard Brookins, who represents the 21st Ward and has for 20 years, and he has decided to get out. Alderman, welcome to WDS, sir. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thanks.
Well, what is your main reason for deciding to give up the aldermanic prerogative?
It wasn't much of a prerogative these last 3 years. But these last 3 years have been tough, and I think 20 years have been enough. And when I say the last 3 years have been tough, the pandemic has caused me to stop doing the parts of the job that I really love, being out amongst the people and talking to them and trying to help solve problems. It stuck me into the parts of the job that I most did not like, which was being in the house on a Zoom damn call with people trying to be relevant and making the meetings go much longer than they should have been.
Everybody's a star on Zoom.
Yeah, everybody is.
Everybody's, look at my background. Look at my funny face. Look at how I'm dressed. Here's my cute dog. On and on and on. In one of the pieces that profiled you, you said you feel betrayed and that you could write a whole book called The Backstabbers. Can you elaborate on that for us?
There have been a bunch of things during my career as alderman, whether there were longtime family friends, kids that have run against me as alderman, whether there have been fraternity brothers who were initial supporters and contributors to my campaign running against me, whether there's my former chief of staff who took a bribe, took the money, spent it on himself, and then wore a wire trying to catch me in his BS. Whether there have been other people trying to take what I have, the constant lying of people to me about whether they got services or they didn't get services, and the list can go on and on.
What two or three things, as a departing alderman, after being in the city council for 20 years, would you recommend to tamp down on systemic corruption in the city council?
I really believe in a citizen legislature, and you know, I know a lot of people are trying to make aldermen full-time aldermen, but a lot of the things that I know and that I can call foul on has been because I have practiced law, and while I may get snowed in a committee meeting by, for example, a police official saying, no, we're solving these crimes, or we don't do things like this, or police would never do that, and it's not unusual for us to pay out millions of dollars in police misconduct. But I really think that there ought to be citizen legislatures to go around and really practice a craft or a trade and get another perspective, as opposed to sitting behind a desk and listening to commissioners try and tell you the world is flat.
But should you essentially, for lack of a better term, recuse yourself from any city business? You're a lawyer, but others run accounting firms and CPA firms. Should they forego all city business while they're sitting on the city council?
No, and I think that we do. And I agree with respect to city business, but then you have some people in ethics that want to tell you that anytime a city official is involved in any capacity, even if it's ministerial, that you should recuse yourself. And it's like, okay, well, then you're really saying that I cannot be a citizen legislature, because you have to get a permit, a license, a something from the city for almost anything done anywhere in the city or around the city.
You mentioned in the article I read at one of the profiles that the behavior of the Chicago Police Department, the officers, has not changed fast enough for you in the last 7 years. How can we improve community police relations in Chicago?
I think it has to be a systemic change based on the police themselves saying that enough is enough. I mean, since I've been in city council, we paid out billions of dollars in police misconduct. And, you know, people want to talk about waste, fraud, and abuse. There has been no individual alderman or group of aldermen who have caused that type of waste, fraud, and abuse with respect to the city and how much money we have paid out. And so when you know, police tell us if you see something, say something. That should apply to them also. If you see that somebody is doing something wrong, then they need to call foul and get those few bad apples out, as opposed to us figuring out 16 shots later that they did something wrong and the city's on the hook for millions of dollars.
Alderman Howard Brookins is here. Biggest regret in 20 years, I assume, insulting the squirrel population, considering what they did to you?
That is an understatement. I even joked in that article, I had a choice. It was a 65-degree day in November to ride my bike and get some exercise, to go to the show with my wife and kids, or to smoke a cigar. And I've joked that I should have stayed and smoked a cigar because it would have killed me much slower than that squirrel.
That was along the CalSag Trail. You went flying over the handlebars. You've not quite recovered from that. And that was 7 years ago, wasn't it?
It was 6 years ago. I have not quite recovered. I've had some surgery in the past 45 days, which is why I was out of the public. And another story that people don't know, the guy who found me on the trail, his last name was Moose. So really, it was a Rocky and Bullwinkle type of affair that day.
Yeah, the outfit came for you and they got you.
They got me.
Well, good luck in your retirement. What do you plan on doing, practicing law?
I will practice law. My parents are 90 and in the mid-80s, and we own a funeral home. I'm a licensed funeral director. They called me the ultimate ambulance chaser in law school. I will help my parents out in the family business and just try and make myself relevant around the community.
All right, Alderman. Nice catching up with you. I'm sure we'll talk before you leave the city council. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Take care.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.